All right, there we go. Okay, welcome, welcome everybody to the Sunday Night Call. Good to hear so many familiar voices as we were getting started here. For those of you who don't know me, my name is John Drew. I am introducing and moderating tonight, filling in actually this week. Got the call a couple days ago. We had a spot to fill here, so you know, I'll never miss a chance to talk to you guys on the Sunday Night Call. It's a little bit late here in Michigan. It's 10 o'clock, so I did my jumping up and down in the chair. I had a little bit of coffee later in the day than usual today because I want to have some energy left for you guys on this call. I'm real excited to be here, and I just want to say a big thank you to everybody. You know, many of you just said it here on the call. I got a lot of messages, a lot of text calls, everything this week for reaching the $1 million jacket here with Ambit. So I couldn't be any more proud or excited about that, and I just wanted to say thank you to everybody who spent the time to reach out to me on that. And I kind of thought, you know, on short notice here, maybe that'd be a good topic for the call tonight. Is what a great chance for me to sort of rewind and look at these last 5 years that I've been in the business and share some of the things I've learned. And like anybody else doing this, trust me, it never goes exactly the way you think it's going to. I never in a million years thought when I started it that I would be here 5 years in reaching the yellow jacket. I feel very grateful, very blessed to do it, but it doesn't mean I did everything right. It doesn't mean I knew what I was doing necessarily the whole time. And, you know, so what I really hope on tonight's call is I'll get a little bit of my story here for those who don't know me. You know, I won't bore the ones that do to death with it, but I'll give you guys a little backstory. And I'm going to share a few points that I think were kind of the key turning points to when I matured up in the business and when I learned some lessons that started to really produce results. Because like many of you, I'm sure I've felt quite stuck at the beginning of this business. I got off to a little bit of a fast start, but then I hit a wall. And, you know, I think I went through a lot of things that maybe some of you have gone through in the past or going through now. But most importantly, what I hope everybody can take away, you know, in the next 15, 20 minutes here is I really want to simplify this down so these could be a few things that you could tell new consultants in this business, because the new consultants, the ones that might not be on these calls yet, or maybe you're listening for the first time, to me are the most important people in this business. Without us, without me building a team and without all the people that helped me, I never would have been able to achieve my goal. And you know, hopefully many other people on my team will be getting their jackets one day and they'll feel the same way. That it wouldn't, you know, without a team effort, none of it would have happened. So I think the new consultants coming in, you know, our biggest priority is to just set them up for success, to give them the tools and to give them, hopefully, in part, those of us that are leaders, just share some of the mindset wins we've had over time or, you know, that we've learned from doing this. And I just think that it's so important to help new consultants get in the right headspace. So that's kind of a little bit foreshadowing what we're going to talk about here tonight. I love training on these calls, so I hope it's a little bit of a different flavor. I like to come on and just teach different things that I'm learning. So as always, give me some feedback after the call. Let me know what you think. But kind of let's start off with the timeline. This is kind of cool for me to do. So, you know, just I guess let me go on this one a little bit here. I started my business. It was right about 5 years ago now. And if you don't know my backstory, I was a certified public accountant. I had kind of gone the traditional route, went to school, did like the 5-year program for accounting, went out and did another year of testing, got my CPA license, got to work. I was doing taxes and financial planning. And I really loved what I did at first. I really enjoyed helping people. I've always been analytical. I like numbers. I was helping people with their taxes, helping people with, you know, where to save for retirement, stuff like that. And what's really cool is sort of a cheat code, something I didn't realize by being there, is I'd learn a couple of valuable lessons. You know, number one, I would learn more of, I think, what I was looking for in a long-term career. And that, two, I'd get to see a lot of businesses because I was working with a lot of business owners. So I saw good, bad businesses. I saw bad businesses. I saw real ugly ones. People that hadn't paid their taxes, you know, in a decade, whatever, and whatever else. I saw all sorts of stuff. But I kind of got a grasp for, like, what was working and what types of skills these people had, the ones that I could tell were being real successful. And they can't really lie to the accountant about the success because they can see the numbers, right? I could see their profit and loss. So I knew who was kind of out there really doing it and who wasn't. And so I learned a ton. And throughout that career, the second valuable lesson I learned was, you know, I kind of had a mindset to maybe be an entrepreneur. And what finally pushed me out the door was just 3 years of nonstop. I'd constantly be getting those promises for pay raises. I'd be given more work. I was on a quote unquote salary, but I was working 60, 70 hours a week and there wasn't overtime pay, right? We'd be working even more than that in tax season. And I kind of got fed up with just the way the corporate structure worked, the fact that I just couldn't really move up, that I keep having these promises made to me that weren't following through. And so finally, after a period of like the ultimate frustration, I decided that I was going to start up and try a little side business. I needed something to do to make some extra money. And what I didn't realize is it was going to hotshot me on the path to, you know, what happened here. I got involved. A client of mine was actually doing this business. I didn't know what it was. I had a piece of paper sitting around somewhere that I still can't find, but I want to and frame it. It's the question I wrote, and it says, what is ABIT Energy? I spelled it wrong, A-B-I-T. I said, what is this guy doing? I've never heard of energy. It's not deregulated here in Michigan. I don't understand. But this guy, every time I see him, is, you know, he's making more money. It started really modest, and it was growing, and it was starting to really impress me to the point that I thought, man, maybe this is something I should do too. And so I sort of approached him. We talked a bit about it. I got involved through a coworker. And what did I do, guys? I was this person. I sat then and I did nothing. As motivated as I was, as much as I thought I wanted to get started, I didn't understand it. I couldn't dive in. I sat on it for a few months. I didn't really respect or appreciate what I had. And so this is kind of the first lesson. Never give up on people 100%, because I like to think the people who sponsored me, they're real happy now. At the time, I was a dud. I didn't do anything. But this is why having people plugged in and keeping the people on your team, even if they're not real productive, you know, you keep them close to the action. You know, if they show up to a meeting from time to time or they pop in to a Zoom call you're doing, it's great because you just never know when the person's going to turn the corner. So what happened for me, 3 months after, I'm sitting on this business. I'm not doing anything with it. I think I want to do something on the side, but I'm not taking the right action. I'm not in the right mind space. And my annual review comes up. And the big raise I was promised flops for the third year in a row. This was supposed to be the big one. I was supposed to get like double the pay or something like that. By the time I left that job, on the way out, they offered me more than double what I was making to stay. And that was like really the final straw. It just goes to show that they had the money the whole time, right? Real frustrating. So I was kind of set up for this big win and it didn't happen. And so the first thing I thought to do was I'm going to go log into that Power Zone thing that I looked at before that I never really got into. And I'm going to see what that business is all about because I'm kind of in a mood now. I am going to figure out a way to get out of this job because I'm relying on this thing for the money, but I'm going to get out of here. And that was it. That was the mindset flip that happened. And I went from doing absolutely nothing to obsessively drawing out my list, calling up everybody, working the steps. You know, I went from zero to 100 really quickly. And that's how a little over a year later, I was an executive consultant, right about a year later, I believe, a few months to senior, a few months to executive. And for me, the one promotion in Ambit, you guys, that I didn't fast track to was regional. It took me longer to reach regional than it did to reach senior afterwards. So think about that. So never give up on people you have for that reason. That was 5 years ago. So I've been in the business now for 5 years. I've never looked back. I made the jump to working the business full time about 6 months in. I don't recommend that. It was really early. It was like right when I reached around the senior mark. Not suggesting that you get your team to do that or have people do that, but it put my back up against the wall and I had to kind of figure things out quickly. So what I've really come up with in my time doing this is, you know, people will surprise you. And so what I wanted to share tonight again is just some of these lessons that as I got going in this business, I want to share with you some befores and some afters of kind of what I was doing in like my first 6 months, 9 months that wasn't working so well to what in my later years here started to really ramp up. Because when it comes to making $1 million in the business, I can tell you the bulk of it happened in the last couple of years. So if you're somebody, you're thinking, wow, like that sounds incredible to have it go that quickly and in 5 years that can happen. Just understand that this is a very leveraged business, meaning it's totally okay to, you know, have your first year where you only make hundreds of dollars or maybe thousands of dollars, you still could be a future Yellow Jacket wearer. You do not have to get off to the rock and start in this business and just be, you know, a complete, you know, top performer, five-star trip winner from day one. Okay? It can come with time. It can come with the right people. And even if it feels like you've done nothing so far, you're really just a few steps away from getting things in the right direction. The bulk of my business was built by a handful of really, really good people. In the roughly 100 people or so I brought into the business, we've grown that to over 5,000 people. And very few of those 100 people really took the opportunity and ran with it. So I hope if I can do one thing on any training I do is just inspire you that you only need to find a couple of the right people and then really work with them to develop it, to really get what you want eventually out of this business. And so the first lesson that I wrote down here is, I think, the best place to start. And please share this with new consultants. I've done this the last couple of years. I've really, you know, spent a few minutes to talk to people joining my team, and we go over this. Is I want they need to, before they can sell anybody else on the idea of maybe wanting to join them or being their customer, they need to sell themselves on this business. So I shared the reason I shared some of that backstory, I wanted to tie that in. I wasn't sold on this business. I was sold on the idea of wanting more income. I was sold on the idea that I wanted to get out of my job one day, but I didn't sell myself on this business yet because I didn't look at it deeply enough when I first got started. That's why I just sat on the shelf for 3 or 4 months, right? Because I kept finding excuses to do other things or, you know, to stay busy. And I hadn't sold myself on it yet. But when I found myself motivated that one day and my pay raise fell through and I decided to log into PowerZone, that day I decided I was going to take it seriously. So I looked at the comp plan for a few minutes, you know, being a numbers person, I wanted to just generally understand how that worked. I spent maybe 15 minutes doing that, asking some questions to my upline. And then I just said, what are my first steps, right? And we started drawing out my list and I got to work right away. And through that process, I generated my first paycheck. I think it was like, I want to say it was like $295 or something like that, was like the first check. Cause I was one of the slackers and I didn't do direct deposit. So I didn't get my $5. And, I remember getting that. And then that's what really, that sold me because I saw the work that I put in to make that happen. So if you can be there, to guide, you know, your teammates that join you or guide the consultants on your team through that process, like, just show them the way, help them get that first check and be involved during that. You know, let them kind of see the light and let the business sell themselves, you know, and celebrate them afterwards. Talk to them about it afterwards. How did it make them feel? Let them know how impressive it is to trigger a jumpstart bonus and how, even though that might only be $100 or $200, how they've now completed the only step that ever has to be done in this business, right? And now we just got to replicate that over and over again and teach it to other people and they can have the kind of outcomes that they want. And so you got to sell yourself on the business. And so if you're not, if you don't know 100% how excited you are right now about Ambit, like if you're not seeing the writing on the wall, cars are going to electric. If any of you are out there in that space and you've heard people talking about cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, there's a lot of these things in the news, you know, that's something that runs off of electricity, you guys. There's all these developments and all these things, I just keep looking and more people are just using more and more of what we are out there distributing. So get yourself excited, like, you know, look up, read up a little on the industry, read up a little bit on the history of the company, position yourself at meetings, position yourself around people who have achieved promotions, regional, senior, executive, national, you know, get around in the vicinity of somebody who's earned the Yellow Jacket or even somebody who just made their first jumpstart bonus, but get yourself surrounded and soaked in that positivity and let yourself be sold on the business. Like you got to be excited about it or the energy that you have. I know it's a cheesy way to put it, but the energy that you have around you is not going to attract the people working with you to really buy into the business if you don't seem bought into it, right? So the best thing that you can do is tell yourself, I'm going to do this. I'm going to stick with it for X amount of time, regardless of what happens, because it doesn't always happen right away. Sometimes you got to flop on your face quite a few times before it actually works out for you. So, you know, really keep that in mind and really use that for new consultants. It's going to help you. It's going to help you continue staying consistent. It's going to help you deal with the rejections better because you can handle somebody telling you it's a stupid idea and it's not going to work when you really believe in it. when that kind of stuff hurts the worst is when you're not 100% sure yourself, and then somebody else comes and their opinion on what we're doing can really deflate you. You know, so however you want to do it, find a way, but staying plugged in and being around people who are actively doing it will make that a reality for you. The next thing is spending more time doing than learning, and this is like the trap. So when I first started, I was in every direction. I was so passionate, so excited. I had no problems with that first one, selling myself on the business. Once I did, I was like oversold, right? And I went out there and I started learning everything. Many of you might know me for teaching internet marketing, online marketing for this through social media. So I was learning that, but I didn't just learn one thing. I was learning like Facebook. I was learning Instagram. I was learning YouTube. I was learning how to put together a website and all these different things. And what I was doing is I was just, they were all half-baked ideas. I wasn't becoming a master of anything. I was becoming a jack of all trades and a master of none. And I also was spending way too much time on my personal development and not enough time on building my list, inviting people to see the presentation, helping people get customers, you know, digging into people's networks, like the things I should have been doing, the core of our business. I was spending instead just reading books, taking online courses, and that stuff's great, but it should be done in moderation. So if you've been on any training I've ever done, you're going to probably know what comes next. I'm going to talk about the 80-20 rule because to me, it just means everything. And it's spending 80% of your time in this business on the things that are proven to work, like the literal ambit proven system, the outline that your team is giving you. So what does the 80% look like? To me, that's going to be inviting people to see the presentation, building your list, following up, you know, doing your close. You guys know all the different steps, validation calls, depending on how your team is doing it, working the business that way, getting with the people joining you afterwards, getting them plugged in, helping them get the customers, working with them. That's your 80. But your 20 might be reading a personal development book to be more organized, or how to set boundaries or set a schedule, or how to be more confident, how to deal with rejection, how to learn how to market on social media. And you're going to want to do some of that in your spare time so you can keep improving your skills. But the big mistake that I made, which costed me most of my progress in my first year, you know, granted, I did make it to senior that year, but the hours I worked to do it, I could have done it so much faster and so much more efficient because I was spending so much of my time stretched in every direction. You know that feeling where you just feel like giving up and you're just like burned out? It just feels pretty hopeless because you just think there's just too much information. You just don't have enough time and there's just no way that you're going to be able to put the pieces together and you can't really even see how it relates to the business. If you've ever been there and you've just had those moments, your brain just feels like it's on like a spin cycle. I've been there too, and it got me really frustrated, and that was the closest I ever was to quitting several times. It was in my first couple years because I just felt overwhelmed and overloaded with the amount of information being yelled at me that the best possible way to run my business. And I got a secret to share with everybody is you don't have to have the best way to run your business. You just have to run it consistently and just try to improve on your own time when you can. There's no perfect way to do anything. Trust me. Everything is going to be a little bit broken all the time. It's just the people who can, you know, pick the pieces up, put them together and make something out of it that are going to walk away with the most. So that's the second main point I had is just really spending time doing things versus just learning how to do them. Yeah, taking action versus preparing for action. I used to make these lists and everything. I literally would make lists of things I was going to go do. I don't know if anyone else is crazy enough to do that like I am, but I would make lists of things that I was going to go do. Like, here are all the ideas to have my business, and here's the order I'm going to implement them in. And I would spend so much time making lists that I would run out of time to actually go do the thing. I ended up tearing the list up and starting another one. It was a kind of a way of mental procrastination for me. And so if that point gets across to anybody and anyone else has that aha moment, like, wow, I understand your pain on that one, John, I have that too. You're not alone, right? That's both of us. The next one I had is attacking your big wins. I did a training on this very call a couple months back. I won't go into a ton of detail on it again, because I think I covered it pretty well last time, but this really relates, I think, a lot to the 80-20 rule as well, but just finding the number one, number two things that are going to make an impact in your business today and attacking that first. So I see people come into this business frequently and they'll tell me, and I know I wish I had, if I was on Facebook, I'd say raise your hand, you know, or write in the comments. But I know many of you are going to relate to this. It's going to be that light bulb moment. And someone comes in and they say, I'm going to be your next all-star. I am going to be a national consultant. We are going to make $1 million together, blah, 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 blah. And they don't do anything, right? They can't get started. They keep telling you they have 50 names on their list, but you haven't seen a list, you haven't worked with them on anything, and you're just wondering what's going on. And then all of a sudden they disappear, and it's so frustrating. It's incredibly frustrating. But part of that problem is that that person was not attacking the big win currently, because their current big win should have been to get their first few customers and get their first bonus, right? They're kind of daydreaming off into the future, and they're already planning their $1 million business before they have a $100 business. Help new consultants stay focused on what they need to do that day. What is the big win that day? So it might be their jumpstart bonus. Then after that, whatever the next goal is, if they're really good at gathering customers and they're really reluctant to build a team, maybe they want to go for their free energy credit, right? If it's time for them to sponsor that first consultant, get in there with them, help them get the confidence to get that first team member on their team. But what is the big win? And everyone's is going to be different. Mine is much different now than it was in my first year. But ultimately, for most people that are brand new, the first win you need is your first $100 or $200. And trust me, it's a big win. Very few people that go into business are profitable in this country. You can look up the statistics if you want. Even making $100 or $200 in a business, you know, in this business, if you make $200, you're profitable already. It's incredible, right? And people should be proud of that. Even though it might feel like a small win, it's a very big win. So attacking that head on and just understanding, like, what should you or what should your new team member be focused on at what point in your business? You know, talk to other people that are knowledgeable about it and have them direct you to, like, what you need to knock down. It'll help you stay focused. It'll help you from going in a million different directions. I'm hoping that this stuff's clicking in. It's weird not seeing you guys. It's weird being on just on the phone, and, like, I rely so much on seeing if people are engaged, so you have to let me know at the end. So I'm hoping that this stuff's landing. I really enjoyed putting this together. I'm like, I have a handwritten sheet of notes here that I'm looking at that I wrote up, because it was just kind of cool diving back through and looking at old notes I had and things I had written down, learning experiences that I went through in this business, because trust me, there's a lot of them. So let's get into the last couple right here. This is a big one. Everyone's been told this before, but just getting comfortable failing. So I'm a perfectionist, and I am somebody who will dance around and pre-plan to a T to avoid failure. It's something I've always done. It's a character flaw to a degree. And this business progressed me so far in that way, because I used to be outright offended when people didn't want to join me. Like, I would think I wasn't good enough, or why are they scoffing at my idea? They could really use the money. Or they were just complaining to me about their job and what they're going to put down what I'm doing, and I would get all frustrated about it. I learned over the years doing this that it's just going to be right for some people and it's not going to be right for others. And the faster that you can mentally accept that and move on, the faster you're going to have success. Because if you spend your time sitting around because that one person that maybe either won't join or they join, they're not doing anything, and you're like, if I could just get that person to join, they have the magic network, they are going to be the magic solution, right? Then you're putting your success and your business in someone else's hands. And I just wouldn't do that. Instead, I would focus on what you can control, which is bringing in and letting more people know about the opportunity until you find someone who really does want to run with it. So I used to make that mistake a ton. I'd sit around and I only have five people on my team, and I'd be like, okay, well, I recruited five people, so now let's work with those five, because I know they're all great and we're going to get, you know, hundreds of people and it's going to be duplicating like crazy, and it didn't happen. And I'm like, uh-oh, well, I just have five people now and no results. How many more people do I have left on my list? So I wasn't thinking about, you know, expanding my network or anything. I was just so focused on getting the people that were in there and kind of managing them that I stalled for quite a while. I mentioned I got off to a hot start for a couple of weeks with sponsoring a bunch of people, and then it just hit a wall after that. So just be comfortable. Being comfortable with just failing, being told no, and picking yourself up, and, you know, just work on getting thicker skin. I had to. And so if you can just accept that that's part of the journey and that's part of the development, and maybe take it as a sense of pride, like, I'm going to go out there and I am going to do my best to be a little less hurt every time somebody tells me no. and understand it's okay to feel that way. Because some people say, oh, you got to go for no, and it shouldn't bother you. And it's easy to say that until you're in that position and your cousin tells you that you're in a pyramid scheme or whatever else. And, you know, you get kind of mad and you're just like, wow, you just don't get it. And it's just, instead of letting it get to you, what I would suggest is take it as a point of pride and say, you know what, like, yeah, it doesn't feel good, but you know, this is my goal and I'm going to go for it. And it's not going to feel great the next time it happens either, but I'm just going to keep getting thicker skin. I'm going to keep getting stronger and I'm going to become more successful because of it. Because this has helped me outside of just Ambit. That point has helped me in my life in general, just taking situations better. I'm very grateful to this business for that because I think it's helped me tremendously. Kind of along the lines too is in my business, and I'll get to my last point here. In my business, most of it was built by a handful of people. So while there were hundreds of people, thousands joined, there were, you know, a couple hundred that did a little bit, maybe a few dozen that did a good bit, but there was about a dozen or so people that did a lot. And that's where the bulk of it came from. And if I had prejudged these people, which early on in my business I did, I only recruited certain kinds of people. I just assumed other people wouldn't do it. I didn't even bring it up to them because I was sure they would say no. Ended up going back to them years later and they wished I would have brought it up earlier and I felt kind of silly. Maybe some of you have been in that position. Don't prejudge people because you'd be surprised. The number one performer I've had in my team is a family member who I didn't even pitch the business correctly to. I was like about to promote or I just promoted a senior. I just really wanted to get somebody on my team. I just asked them to join as a favor. I didn't even give them like the correct pitch in the business. I didn't even take the time to do it until they asked me more information about it like a week or two later. So I did a lousy job introducing it. They came back to me. It started building the business. And a couple years later, we're an executive consultant in my team with, a couple five-star trips under their belt and everything else. And I completely blew that and got lucky later on with it. So after that, I learned I was never going to take that chance again. So no matter what someone's background is, no matter what, how much experience they have in business or what their attitude might even seem like, it's worth it to give everybody at least the time of day to introduce it and see where they're at because you just don't know. And it's specifically hard when people are more, when you view someone as more successful than you, and this is where I challenge you to get out of your comfort zone. I still have to challenge myself to do this. It's easier to introduce people that you feel like maybe are in less of a power position with you. So maybe you have some sort of influence over them, whether they're family or whether maybe they're friends that are not in as good of a financial situation as you, or they would take advice from you in some way, shape, or form. It's easier to introduce it to those people. What's hard to do is go introduce to somebody who maybe has run multiple successful businesses before. You're thinking, oh, they know way more about business than me. Why would they do it? You'd be surprised that sometimes those people will be the most inclined because you just never know when you're going to catch them on the day that, right? The day that they didn't get their pay raise at their accounting job, just like me. You just don't know when that day is. And so it's worth bringing up to them anyways. And when you do this business, no matter what you do and all the advice, now wrap all this into a ball, everything you do here while the business itself, while there's a lot of moving parts, while there's no easy way to be successful and there's no shortcut to it. What you can control is you can keep everything really simple. When you're teaching this business to people, what I have found is the biggest mistake when I look back and I took all these notes, the biggest mistake that I made for years, and I really, 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 really improved about a year and a half ago when this finally set in. And that's why the bulk of my gold jacket income came during this time period, much shorter time period than I've been in the business, is that I learned to keep everything really simple, really straightforward. And when somebody new came in, I did not puke. I did not run up to them and puke all the details on them. I did not go through a deep dive through the compensation plan like I used to, or the million different strategies they could use to go out there and market to get people. I kept it dead simple. This is step one. This is step two. This is step three. So, you know, go to your team, your upline. If your team's not real active and doesn't have like a meeting going, maybe try to find another team or collaborate with somebody. But get with a system and just know when someone joins me, this is going to be step A. I'm going to give them this and we're going to do this together. This is going to be step B. I'm going to give them this, and we're going to do this together. And open it up and reveal more information as needed, as somebody grows, instead of just lopping it all on them on day one and expecting them to just run with the business, because for most people, it doesn't work that way. So keep the entire business super simple. These are all notes. I could probably go on for a long time if I kept going through this stuff, but I really hope, you know, on short notice here, I didn't have an outline for tonight, but sometimes that's the most fun way to train for me, is to just kind of, you know, go off of what's in my head, go off of, you know, some notes that I've had in the past. So I'm going to do a recap like I always do. These would be your bullet points from the night, and there'll be a recording of this call, of course. And the lessons that I've learned, call them the million-dollar lessons, right, which is so surreal and so weird for me to say. It hasn't fully set in yet. But, you know, first and foremost, you got to sell yourself on this business. Remember that. If you're not sold on it, how can anybody else be? Spend more time doing things versus just learning how to do them. Okay, action's going to win every single time. Imperfect action wins in this thing. Attack your big wins and know what your big wins are. What do you need to be doing today? Don't worry about what you're going to look like the day that you put on your yellow jacket. Worry about what you need to do to get to your next goal, right? Your next promotion, your next sponsorship, whatever it is. Be comfortable failing and picking yourself back up. We all have to get better at that and accept that no one is perfect at it, and that it doesn't have to feel good to get rejected, right? It's okay that it doesn't feel great, but it is part of the business. And don't prejudge anybody, because you never know who's going to do it. The people who you think are going to run might do nothing. The people who think are going to do nothing might be your next runners. There really is no way to tell. There's no cheat code for it. Just introduce it evenly to everybody and follow up with everybody all just the same. And wrap this all in a pretty bow and keep everything in this business super simple, especially when it relates to new consultants. So these are things, you guys, if you want, you know, if you can share these with new consultants, you get people plugged in. I'll end on this. The most important thing you can do in this business is staying plugged in. There's a reason we all say it over and over and over again. If I get unplugged from my team and stuff for a while, I start slipping. I got to stay connected with the Ambit community. It's why I talk to team leaders and people in other lines. And you got to stay somewhat connected to what you're doing. I've slowed down at times. I've sped up at times, but I've never stopped. And that's what I really, really suggest for all of you as well. I'm not promising you any level of success instantly or anything like that. But what I can promise you is if you stop, it's a lot harder to get started again. So keeping something going all the time is the key. And I really hope that this year I get to see a lot of you guys at Ambition. I'm looking forward to getting back into the community as we're talking about staying plugged in. I'm excited to, you know, get back into it, see everybody. And I really just think that we're heading into just the opportunities are so big for us. And if you're really committed and you see how good the Ambit opportunity can be and what it's doing for so many people, just go out there and share it with others and let them make the decision. It's going to be no for probably more of them than it's going to be yes. But for the ones it's going to be yes for, it can be absolutely life-changing for both them and both you. So with that being said, I'll open it back up so that we can all say goodbye. But I do want to see you guys at Ambition this year. Thank you again for all the support, all the kind words and everything about getting my gold jacket. And as I open it up here, just, you know, say goodbye and let me know if you have any feedback. As always, thank you guys so much. Thanks for spending some time with me on this Sunday night. And here we go.